Hi Matt, my name's Julie Morris. I've been living in Katherine for the last 40 years, not quite a local, and I'm currently the creator of Pinch of Salt.
Tell us how you got into the business of salt.
Well, it's a funny story actually. I had a bit of a medical mishap in 2013, and when I got out of hospital, I was feeling a bit mungery and didn't really know what to do with myself because it created a lot of ongoing effects, and I wasn't able to go back to my job. And eventually, when I got my head out from underneath the pillow, I was actually inspired by Linton Tapp on the 2013 MasterChef, and him being a Territorian, fellow son of the territory, I thought, well, if someone can do what he's done from the Northern Territory, maybe, I've got something ahead of me. And I was always been very interested in food and spices, and so the actual way Pinch of Salt was born from then is I was cooking a spaghetti bog one night, family favourite, and I had all my utensils at the back of the bottle of wine, which is an integral part of the spaghetti bog. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I also had a glass of wine out on hand, and I reached over to get the big wooden spoon, and I accidentally tipped my wine glass into the salt pot. So I thought, well, I'll deal with that tomorrow. So tomorrow came, I dealt with it. I put it out on a tray in the sunshine. It crusted up nice and pink and tasted fantastic. And I thought, well, let's see if we can add to this. So here we are, 16 plus one blends later, and I've got all my different varieties of salt, which I use all manner of spices in various blends to make little yummy things that you can put over your sandwich and lift it to the next level.
And what's that been like as a process, going from that moment in your kitchen to, standing here chatting to the ABC about all these creations?
Well, it's been very, very enjoyable, that I can say. It certainly lifted me out of the funk that I was in because I had something positive to focus on. So my message to people out there on that line is if things aren't going so well, just always remember that there's something around the corner. I've always been pretty inventive, and necessity is the mother of all invention. I needed to get an income. Although that's starting to happen now, it's taken a while to develop the recipes, which has been a, the amount of salt that I've killed weeds with. It's been pretty, that's an upside, I suppose, because they just haven't turned out that well, or I've put too much in, or I've put the wrong thing in at the wrong time or the wrong place, or all those sorts of things. So it's been a very long process to get things straight, and I'm still tweaking now as we go, and I've got so many other different blends in my head, but I don't know if people could cope with it much more, although Master Foods seems to, be able to go through the alphabet with their spices. But
And you've got a range of blends that are in front of us here. I'm particularly interested in some of the local ingredients that you've sourced to blend with the salt. Tell us about some of those products.
Well, as you know, we have a fantastic Filipino community in the Northern Territory, and Chinese community, and they're very, very good with their herbs and their Asian herbs and all that sort of thing. So I'm able to source a lot of stuff grown locally from the local markets. Then we've got Food Ladder, who are starting to produce things on a bigger level because I need kilos of things now. In order to be able to dry and put in, but we've got galangal, kaffir lime, local chilies.
Kakadu plum, that caught my
Yeah,
eye.
yes, Kakadu plum from Arnhem Land. That's got the highest content of vitamin C in the world of it, of any other fruit. So that's been a really good thing. And then the lemon myrtle as well. I'm currently trying a little blend with bush tomato.
Wow. Is there a blend that you're most proud of? One that you think, wow, I've come up with that and I think it's beautiful.
I guess the first which I haven't got in my range, because I wanted to keep that something aside you know, for myself. So probably the very first one I did. But other than that, I would say Walkabout, not only because of its name, but have you ever been to a place, say Thailand or England or somewhere, and you've had something to eat, and then you'll come home and 10 years later you'll have exactly the same food, but the smell, it's the smell that evokes those memories, and you think, oh, that reminds me of, and you can go straight back, you know, to the beach in Thailand or to, you know, somewhere where you were having a pub meal in England or something like that, and it takes, that memory just takes you right back. So Walkabout is a bit like that. It's got over 30 different herbs and spices in it, and depending on what you're having at the time, whether it be meat or veggies or that sort of thing, it'll bring out a certain flavour in that particular salt. Like I can always taste the nutmeg in it, and always reminds me of, you know, Christmas. So, you know.
Well, on that blend, you mentioned that you were inspired all those years ago by MasterChef Linton Tapp. And then on the weekend just gone, there at Fred's Pass Rural Show, there he is using the Walkabout blend. How did that make you feel?
Oh, well, I was just, you know, starstruck. I thought it was just awesome. And he's such a, you know, such an affable man and an approachable person as well. I mean, he probably has absolutely no idea that... he mentored me, because I got a little bit starstruck when I was, you know, used to go, oh, yeah. And I was more after, you know, like questions of what he can do with his meats and all those sorts of things, with Eva Valley meats and all that sort of thing. So I was more interested in that side of it than actually sort of waffling on about myself. But yeah, there you go. Go figure. It's the synergy of two families coming together all these years later, collaborating at least, not necessarily coming together, but, that's a bit special, yeah. I think. Yeah.
A boutique business based in Katherine, what are your hopes for it in the future?
Well, I don't want to be seen in, like on the shelves in Woolworths or anything like that. I'm quite happy to have people purchase from the website. I'm quite happy to have it in boutique stores and things across the territory. So I'd like to grow the business here in the NT more. I'm up to 12, actually 13 distributors now, because I've got another one from the Paddock to Plate event who's interested in stocking out in the rural area. So that's, I'm not here to be... I'm here for a good time, you know, not a long time. I have no desire to be... A millionaire or anything like that. I just enjoy what I do, and so long as I can keep enjoying it, I don't want all that hassle of big business and all that sort of thing. So I'm quite happy just to plod along and make people's sandwiches extra special.
Thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
Much appreciated, Matt.